A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Rabbi Yisrael of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Kuf Lamed Bey, Shabbos 132, pagination page 263, Amud Aleph, that's 132a, starting from the sixth line at the end of the line. Much of the focus for the past few days was dealing with Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that machshire mila, even the preparations for mila, ardocha Shabbos would override Shabbos, so that you'd actually be able to make a knife on Shabbos if necessary, a surgical knife, in order to do the mila. Says the Gemara that even though the Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Eliezer and say that machshirei mila is not docha Shabbos, and you're not allowed to do all those preparations on Shabbos, as the Mishnah stated so eloquently, because those parts were able to be done before Shabbos. So you should do them before Shabbos, and that's not docha. But says the Gemara, two dots at the end of a line, ad kan lo pligi rabbanan alei, until here, the rabbis wouldn't argue, ela b'machshirei mila. They're only arguing because it's the preparations to do mila. Afa mila gufa, but mila itself? Divrei hakol docha Shabbos, everybody agrees that mila is docha Shabbos. We're talking about bizmano, in its proper time, on the eighth day. If the eighth day turns out to be Shabbos, meaning the birth was Shabbos, birth being the first day, the eighth day will be Shabbos, you would be docha Shabbos and you would do the mila on Shabbos. Minalan, how do you know that? Amar Ula, the first approach over here in the Gemara, which is going to be rejected, is halacha. It's a halacha le Moshe Mesinai. Moshe taught it to us. This is a mitzvah, very important, and we have such things. We find occasionally in the Gemara that something cannot be learned from the psukim. It's a halacha le Moshe Mesinai. Moshe taught it to us. It's a tradition. The Gemara says that doesn't work. It has to be based on a pasuk because things are derived from it. And as Rashi here mentions, you could only do yud gimel midos, you could only do drushas if it's from a pasuk. A drasha cannot be done from halacha l'moshe misinai. Halacha l'moshe misinai, you'll excuse the expression, but it's like a joker. It's like, you put it on the table and you say, why? And you say, it doesn't matter why. Hashem said so. You can't derive logically from what is essentially an exception. And the Torah, Hashem said, Hashem taught. Mm-hmm. You want something that could be derived. Yud Gimel Midas are going to compare this topic to that topic the way the Gemara so often does. That only works if what you're deriving from is based on a pasuk. If it's a tradition, you can't compare tradition. That's Hashem said, this is the exception. Meisvei. And that's why this is a question. And you can't learn that Mila on Shabbos is based on a halacha l'moshe misinai, a tradition, without basis in the psukim. As the Gemara explains. Minayin l'pikuach nefesh hadochas haShabbos. How do you know that pikuach nefesh, that danger to life, overrides Shabbos? How do you know that a person's having a heart attack? You rush him to the hospital, whatever it takes. How do you know that's true? So the Gemara in Yuma brings different sources for this. One source, interestingly enough, is logic. Better you should violate one Shabbos in order that you should be able to live and observe many other Shabbosos. Very interesting intrinsic logic. Another approach which we're all familiar with is v'chai b'hem, you should live through mitzvahs and not die through mitzvahs, and therefore danger to life overrides almost every mitzvah except for the select few, that it's just not worth living. It comes to a point where, at least that's the philosophy of it, but whatever, the halacha, you can't murder somebody in order to save your own life. But basically, you're allowed v'chai b'hem, you have a mitzvah to override Shabbos. The Gemara over here derives the concept of overriding Shabbos from Mila, from circumcision. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah Omer, this is the logic. Ma Mila, shehi achas me'ivarav shal Adam. Fixing up Mila is only one limb of a human being. The Dochas of Shabbos. And to fix that one limb, you could violate Shabbos. If it's the eighth day, you do it even on Shabbos, even though there's going to be blood flow, even though you're perfecting the body, whatever the problem might have been. But kal vachoma lepikuach nefesh, if you have to perfect, save the entire body, shedochas haShabbos, certainly you could violate Shabbos. V'isal kadaita halacha, and if you're going to tell me that mila on Shabbos is because of a tradition, halacha leMoshe miSinai, Moshe taught to us nothing to do with the psukim. Kal vachoma mehalacha miYasi, you can't bring a kal vachoma. Kal vachoma is very powerful. This is weaker, this is stronger, that's very nice. But on a curveball, on a joker, on an exception, you can't make a kal vachomer. It's only if it's based on a pasuk. A pasuk, yud gimel midos, will work. If it's halacha l'moshe miSinai, that doesn't work. So that was attempt number one, and the Gemara rejects it. It can't just be halacha l'moshe miSinai. Drop down.
Kal vachomer is that we could be machal Shabbos to save a life because of mila. That's the
right. Say it the other way though. Just like, start with the simpler, the way the Gemara does. Just like mila,
right,
to save one limb, to perfect one limb, pushes away Shabbos. So to save the entire, you for sure violate Shabbos. He's saying that kal vachomer works only if the original limud was from a pasuk, not if it was an exception. Drop down to the middle of the page, the last words on a line, V'Rabbi Yochanan Omar. Keep your finger on the end of the line so that you'll see it. V'Rabbi Yochanan Omar. V'Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Omar Kra, this is the basis why Mila pushes away Shabbos. Bayom, because the pasuk says bayom. Biyom hashmini, you should do mila. And the extra word bayom teaches me biyom afilu b'shabbos. In other words, there's an extra word. And that word teaches me that it pushes away Shabbos. We'll discuss in a moment how that word does that. But that word pushes it, tells us to do it even on Shabbos. And now, you understand, whatever that kal vachomer was, that if you have a pasuk that tells you to push away Shabbos in order to do mila, so then there was a kal vachomer certainly to save the entire body. Okay.
Bayom, what is it?
Bayom means the day. The day. The day. Torah Tumima, in commenting on this, makes two very nice observations. Number one, he observes that the word bayom has to be extra. So you have to look in Tanakh and see what the pattern is. Is the word bayom necessary? And he brings an interesting proof that in Megillas Esther, which in this cycle of Dafyomi is just less than 2 weeks away, the pasuk says, V'noach and they rested, referring to the Jews of Shushan, Be'arba oserbo, on the 14th of it. It doesn't say biyom arba oserbo, on the day of the 14th. It just jumps straight into the number. And apparently it could just jump into this, to the number, whether the number is 14 or the number is 8 by mila. It doesn't have to say the word biyom hashemini. It could should say bashmini, on the 8th. It doesn't have to say on the day of the 8th. So that word is considered extra. He asks a second question. What about the fact that we know that mila has to be done by day? Maybe by yom hashemini means mila has to be done by day. We don't do mila at night. So he says that that is learnt from the pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha when the mitzvah was originally given. It says, uben shemonas yomim, and a child at the age of 8 days. It has to reach the days of the 8. The yamim over there tells you that it has to be done by 8. So in any case, this is the source that's quoted, Rabbi Yechanan and Omar, bayom, bayom afilu b'shabbos, day, and therefore you know even on Shabbos. One final comment, also from the Torah Tumima. He says, why isn't there a gzeira d'rabbanon Why isn't the rabbinic legislation against doing Mila on Shabbos? The same way that we're worried that you're going to carry the Megillah in a public area, so we don't want Megillah read on Shabbos. Same way that shofar isn't blown on Shabbos, because we're worried you're going to carry it in the public. Why aren't you worried that you're going to carry the knife on Shabbos, and we should forbid Mila on Shabbos? Why do we see that our observance is exactly the way the biblical, right? We do it on Shabbos. And he answers very beautifully that if the Torah comes along and specifically tells you to do a mitzvah even on Shabbos, the rabbis have no place to come and tell you not to. The Torah already went on record. It's an overt. If it's a mitzvah like shofar, that you should blow it. It doesn't say specifically on Shabbos, not on Shabbos. So you could legislate. It's pretty novel, but on Shabbos we don't do it. But if the Torah so clearly went to lengths to tell you, do it on Shabbos, so then that's the way it is, and that you can't come after the Pasuk tells you to start legislating. Yeshua, have a great day.